We have got to remember the powerful beings of light that we are. You didn't come here to focus on the future. You didn't come here to get caught up in fear. You didn't come here to feel unsafe. You didn't come here to awaken at this time, to be in the collective shadow, to say, oh my God, what's coming? I'm afraid. That's not your role. You came here to be the empowered, powerful being showing the way. You came here to see through the shadow. You came here to see through the illusion of control, manipulation, and fear. You came here to be the beacon. You didn't come here to be the victim of fear. So have compassion and empathy as you feel any of that, and then start to choose. You came here not to be the victim of fear. Stop focusing on the future, because none of us knows what's going to come. We can predict it, but nobody, including the higher dimensional consciousnesses, know what's coming. And the reason is because the human physical body has the ability to shift any timeline we're on, based on the amount of light that we continue to shine and hold in our bodies, and based on the amount of humans that continue to awaken. And nobody knows how that's going to be. Nobody can say, no galactic being, no angel, no psychic, no channeler. Nobody can say, this is what's going to be happening. They can predict it. They can guesstimate or estimate. Nobody knows. Because we are in a free world field. Free will. Free will. So who knows how long this will take and what it's going to look like. But the more humans that awaken, the faster we move through this. And the way humans awaken is that it gets insane in the shadow. The way humans awaken is that the earthquake gets louder in order to shake them, meaning things get crazy out there. So there's nothing wrong with things getting crazier. That's how we awaken more humans in order to quickly move through the shadow. Because the more that humans rattle and pop up into an awakened state, they choose to not be in the shadow. I've said this many times, right? They choose to no longer be in the shadow. We need this. We need more chaos. We need more crazy. How else are humans going to wake up? And we, the awakened ones, absolutely have to stay in our empowered state, in our sovereign state, out of fear, out of manipulation, out of victimhood. Don't be in fear. It's that simple. Choose to no longer be in fear, and you won't be in fear. It's that simple.